What's going on, guys? It's your boy, Yoni, el único, Rios. So we're getting today episode number one on this podcast, A Puros Huevos. And we asked a lot of people, why did we want A Puros Huevos? And that's just really what related the most. You know, as a Mexican, we do everything A Puros Huevos. And not only me as your host that's going to have you here, A Puros Huevos, we have our great recording, La Misma, La Única, Reina. Give it up for Reina. Yeah! So Reina and I have been working together for these past few months. She's a phenomenal individual, and I couldn't be more excited to start this project with her. So A Puros Huevos came inspired through our Mexican culture. As a lot of you guys may already know, I am a Mexican immigrant who my parents brought me, without my consent, rude, at 2 years old. And through there, it was one of the biggest blessings. Growing up in this country has been the biggest blessing as something I didn't have control over, right? This podcast is very inspired to those who struggle a little bit, who might have had a little bit of setbacks. As you guys may already know, we had some setbacks in my career. And those who don't, I was incarcerated at 18 years old. Prosecuted with attempted murder on a hit and run because I picked up a car in the wrong timing, of course. I hit somebody. Fortunately, she did not pass away, but I ended up doing a little bit of time, serving 660 hours of Caltrans. Those who know, those ones clean the freeway, 5 years of formal probation and 68,000 of restitution fees. What that means is that was just the money I needed paid back. Thank God I was able to finish everything, and now I'm no longer a felon. Nothing wrong with being a felon, but it was not who I was supposed to be. So we cleaned that up. It's expunged to a misdemeanor. And one of the reasons why we wanted to do this podcast is because through my life, well, at least more of my adulthood, I felt like there's some light in me that I want to give back. And I can only give back one person at a time. So I didn't want to do that. I want to impact more people. And through this amazing era that we live, which is YouTube, Spotify, etc., right? There's so many platforms out there. We can impact more people. And how can we impact more people than podcasts nowadays, right? And we're going to be bringing phenomenal guests, amazing guests, people who just I used to look up to, right? And now I can call on my friends. And now through the value that we gave each other, we want to give you guys the value back. So this podcast is made for you, knucklehead. I'm just kidding. You're not a knucklehead. For you, young parent. For you, young athlete. For you, young entrepreneur. For you, not so young entrepreneur. For you, single mother. For you, single parent. For you, just that you don't see the light at the end of the tunnel. You know, and this is coming from someone who at 17 years old found out that I didn't have a social security number and I had opportunities to go to major universities and I couldn't because I couldn't apply for them. This is coming from a guy at 23 years old that I was detected. Well, I always knew I had a condition because I used to wear glasses, but at 23 years old, the orthopedic doctor told me that I was legally blind and I probably have my sight for 5 more years. Luckily, I didn't listen to him because I'm notorious for not listening to people, which is one of my blessings, right? So I ended up getting 3 surgeries, 3 different, with one of the best doctors here in LA. The condition I have is called keratoconus. So again, why do I keep so inspired about this podcast is because I didn't listen to what he said. Right? Not because I have an opinion on you means that should be true. If I could say if you sing great and if I say that you sing ugly, it doesn't mean that it's true. It's just an opinion of somebody, right? My teacher said, towards the end, once they found out ended up incarcerated, I was up to no good. I'm just another statistic. I'm just another Mexican. And I'm not here to prove anybody, to be honest. I'm only here to prove myself. Because I do believe God made me, with enormous talents. And it's just up to me if I'm able to explode these talents, just that God made you. But it's based on our daily decisions that we're going to tap on these talents. It's based on our circle of influence to see if we're going to tap on these talents. So I was another statistic until I decided to take control over my life. And, you know, being incarcerated, becoming a parent at 20 years old, my son is, I'm 20 years older than him. Right now I'm 34. My son is in, this month he's going to be 14 years old. So I became a young parent. I had $68,000 in debt. I was legally blind. At the same time, I was incarcerated for a little bit, which was not so long. But I had 660 hours of Caltrans. So if you work 40 hours a week on your full-time job, just kind of do the math, right? And 5 years of formal probation, those who you know, you guys, bad people. But you need to go to report to your probation officer. You're probably going to be forced to test, you know, to, you know, pee and see if you're, you know, using or not using, right? So that was my experience at 20 years old. I had opportunities to go major universities. I was actually a kid that in high school, I graduated. They gave me my diploma 6 months earlier because I was a 3.8 GPA student. I never really gave problems to my teachers, but it's one decision that could change your whole life. And every day we were tested through these decisions. Whether you're, you know, going out with your friends and you decided to have a couple of drinks, it's that one decision that you say, I'm good to drive. It's that one decision where you have your significant other and you decide not to be impeccable with her. It's that one decision that could change everything. It's that one decision that, you know, that you're going to be there for your kid or you're not going to be there for your kid. So we're trained every day for those 3 second decisions. And it was that 3 second decision that at 18 years old, I personally messed up. But it was my biggest blessing. Now I see it as a blessing. At 18 years old, when I was in jail, I used to cry my ass to sleep every day. I was kind of soft, no lie. But through my experiences, I want to give light. I do believe God gave me a God-given talent that is to express myself back to you. And a lot of you guys already know, you guys follow me on Instagram, so you guys see that I give, you know, as much information as I can. But now it's like I want to take it to another level. And I do believe that God gave me, like, God-given talents, right? It's just what it is. You know, not only did he make me handsome, funny, hardworking. No, I'm just kidding with you guys. But, you know, it's part of the thing. But at the same time, why am I, you know, you guys, most of you guys that know me, you guys know that I have a really good sense of humor. And I don't believe business should be very serious. You can still have some fun. You can still crack some jokes. You know, there's some people, for all I know, that do some podcasts and smoking some weed. So you do what feels good in your own space. For me, cracking a joke feels great. You should always have that sense of humor. Laughing is the best exercise. Laughing keeps me young. So that's why I still practice sports, because it keeps me young. Laughing keeps me young. And that's why I work. I think work is healthy. I think you should work. So through these life experiences, we want to give light back. Today, we don't have a guest, but we're going to have some amazing guests that are going to give you some enormous values to you young athletes, because that's who I'm inspired a lot to help out. Young athletes, maybe you're a 17-year-old junior, senior, that, you know, you've been working so hard and you can't seem to get a freaking school look at you, and it's okay. I was actually pretty talented. And I never knew I was going to be moving trucks across country and flipping houses or cold calling people if they want to sell me their house. I had no idea. But where you are right now, you might not see the light. And I just want to tell you, it's fucking okay. It's okay. It's part of the process. This is the dream. That's going to be the dream when you're 30, 35 years old and you always did your best and you were always impeccable with your word and you never took anything personal and you never made assumptions. That's when you're going to see, I'm so happy for those times. So this is a whole personal development podcast, a little bit of funny, comic. And of course, I wanted to make it super efficient for you guys to see this handsome guy. Come on. You know, you guys have access to this individual pretty damn often. So this is where it's going to be. And I do believe success leaves clues. So I'm going to be leaving the clues that I believe have helped me. Through one of the clues is reading, personal development. And that's why we made this podcast, because we believe people listen to podcasts quite a lot. But for me, it was the books. It was the Outwitting the Devil. It was the Think and Grow Rich. It was the Four Agreements. It was the Miracle Morning. And so many other ones that have changed my life forever. And I don't expect you to go to read 100 books that I've possibly read. Just read 5 good ones, study those, and apply those, and your life will change forever. One of the most important areas that I do believe is your circle of influence. What does your last 5 people that you text look like? What are the 5 people that you hang around every weekend have? What do they do? Do they respect their peers? Do they respect their significant other? That's exactly who you're going to be like. At the end of the day, in Spanish we say, el que con lobos se junta, aullar se enseña. In English, I don't know. As you guys can know, I was an ESL student. So why am I saying all this stuff? Because, you know, obviously, you know, we've flipped about between, I don't know, 100, 120 houses and contracts through my career. We've reached a 7-figure year. So this is why I tell them, someone who had these setbacks, I would call them lessons, can still change their life. And you can too. I don't give a flying fuck how's your upbringing was. We were raised in a 1-bedroom apartment, 5 individuals. I have 3 siblings and my parents, who I love so much. But they came here temporary. They came just to get a, you know, save a little bit of money and go back to their hometown. We ended up here. I'm 34 years old. They brought me a 2. So we stuck around for quite a while. But if someone who was legally blind, someone who obviously wasn't here and had to learn English as a second language, someone who was, you know, a felon at 18 years old and wasn't able to go to 4 university because he couldn't get a scholarship or financial aid, and I became a parent at 20 years old. Not that anything's wrong with it, but you do kind of limit yourself from certain things you wanted to do. It does change your life. I do see that my son's life changed my life for good, because I probably could have been a mess, but it was he is my blessing in my life. I do believe that God is like, dude, you're under control. Let me send you a baby. And the baby kind of pivoted. And I'm not saying go ahead and have babies, but go ahead and have babies. I'm just kidding. No. It does change you. But my son was the biggest blessing. So why do I keep saying this? Is because if someone with these type of setbacks can still do pretty good for himself and not be a statistic, because that's really what my college counselor said, that I was going to be a statistic. And not that I live to prove anyone wrong, because we don't, right? But I'm so happy I'm not a statistic. And I'm here to inspire you, like I said, you young parent, you young immigrant, you not so young immigrant, a single mother, you can still do pretty good for yourself. You can still do yourself. So we don't compare ourselves. You don't compare yourself to me. I don't compare myself to anybody. You compare yourself to you were 3 years ago. And if you're in the same position that you are 3 years ago, something needs to change. If nothing changes, nothing changes. So if in the morning, if you're constantly not having a morning routine, well, guess what? It's very predictable where you're going to see yourself at the end of the year, or in 24 months, or in 36 months. But if you constantly start making changes, and those who me have known me, those who get coached with me, they know that these take so massive amount of value. This morning routine is very powerful. And then you get to meet this circle of influence who they will empower you and you will empower them. And alone, one person, and I'm sorry, and together, one person at a time, we can change the world. So that's the only way. So I'm super excited. Estoy bien emocionado. A puros huevos. I do believe we're going to be like the hottest podcast out there. Like legit. You know, I may be wrong, but I'm not in doubt. No tengo ninguna pinche duda que la vamos a romper. I know there's very like great guests coming soon. And I'm excited. I'm really excited. I'm doing it honestly for a lot of fun to impact more people. But at the same time, we're going to need some support. And if I've ever given you some value through Instagram, through Facebook, through my stories, through, you know, even for you that asked me to share my journal and I shared it with you, the only thing I ask in return is for you to subscribe to to our channel or to our podcast. It's going to be on all the platforms, Spotify, Apple, or whatever they're called, right? For you to subscribe, to leave a review, and to share to someone who you might love or that they might hold some value. That's the only way that I'm asking you back. We're not asking for money. We're not asking for anything. Just please leave us a review. Share it with someone you love. And we're going to have more guests with more powerful stories than mine. Mine is just like whatever, right? We have lined up very, very good guests. And it's through your feedback, your reviews, that we're going to, you know, make this family grow. So we ask you to just keep sharing it. Anything that you've kind of learned with me, please share it to someone that you might love. There is a lot of people experiencing a very dark phase in their life, and they might hold this podcast very powerful. There's not a lot of people can probably relate, or probably they can, but not a lot of people are blind. Not a lot of people are immigrant. Not a lot of people became parents at a very young age. But there's got to be some common ground between the guests and us that we're going to be able to make some connection. And all I ask in return, again, is for you to share this podcast. Together, we can really impact the world one person at a time, one episode at a time. And we do expect for you guys to support us. So I'll see you guys at the top. Like I always say, at the very top, at the tip top, at the tip fucking top. And it's game time, boys. See you guys. Peace.